This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody knows the mysteries of the bottom of the sea.
So what's going on?
Well, that's just it. When you hear stuff like that, you think like the ocean,
yeah,
or like old ass, like, you know, places where the Romans were sailing.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out there's all kinds of weird treasures at the bottom of every body of water.
Really?
Including ones in our backyard. Because something that was found the other day raises some questions.
How'd they find it?
Training, Tommy. Training.
Training.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, over the weekend.
Whatever.
The Livingston County Sheriff's Department started training with their sonar team.
Okay.
On Canisius Lake. So I guess they do this training monthly to show people how to use the equipment,
yeah,
right? While they were doing the sonar training over the weekend,
they get a little blip.
They did. They found an ambulance.
Wait.
A submerged,
a whole ass ambulance.
Yeah. Pure Colombian, yeah, uncut ambulance.
That's not a boat.
That's a sunken ambulance.
Is there anybody in the back?
I hope not.
All right.
Well, if there is, it's not going to help them at all because they believe the ambulance has been there over 50 years.
Wait, 50? So it's an antique ambulance? That's a Cadillac.
It could have been one of your dad's ambulances off at Canisius Lake.
So old school ambulances used to be Cadillacs.
Okay.
They were like Cadillac, almost like station wagons.
Such a weird fact.
His dad owned an ambulance company and he's all excited.
Oh.
All right, I do want to point out, not to make you feel old, 50 years ago could have been like 1975.
Yeah, but I think, all right.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're old. Because I know you were thinking of the 1940s when you said 50 years ago.
But they didn't go missing?
50 years ago, Hitler would have been in the back of that ambulance, baby. They found an ambulance.
How far offshore?
So it looks like it was pretty deep because they were using sonar.
Yeah.
So you would have
maybe it drifted over time.
Well, how does an ambulance drift?
It goes to the bottom.
It's worst Fast and the Furious movie ever. Ambulance drifts.
Well, but it could be pushed out. No?
Well, it could have rolled down if it's deep enough, like it caught, like if the bottom slopes.
Okay, what are you doing right now?
I'm trying to think, like, to your point, like it would just sink and sit. Like,
yeah, because you wouldn't
deep?
Get it in that far. You wouldn't be able to drive it in that far, which makes me feel like it's moved over time.
And they didn't know it was missing?
No, I mean, at least as far as we know. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So it doesn't seem they were aware.
Does it say, like, Canisius Ambulance Company?
I don't think it says anything. I mean, they just have the sonar. It's not an actual picture. They haven't gone down and looked at the ambulance, it sounds like. And the details on this story are vague. So if anyone knows more than we do, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because, Kimmy, you get the impression on this story they were unaware the ambulance was there.
Yeah, it was surprise. Because I would think if they knew it was there, they would have been able to give a little bit of a backstory.
Okay. So let's talk about this real quick, just try and get to the bottom of what we're talking about. That ambulance had to have been put there intentionally.
How else could it get there?
Well, I mean, somebody drove an ambulance by accident into the lake and then ran away.
But that would that means it was stolen?
I don't know.
Or for insurance?
Right.
But usually, like, the towns own these things.
Unless somebody
How many ambulance vehicles do you think that they had in the town at that time?
In the
1970s?
Right. Like, you would think, like, you would really need that vehicle.
Yeah, you'd have to go get another ambulance for the town.
Well, yeah, but you also see people that'll buy decommissioned ambulances.
Okay.
Could be that, but it's just 50 years ago.
Yes, I know. I don't
know.
So
you're thinking,
like,
somebody bought it as, like, a joke or to drive it around and convert it? And then they got sick of it and decided for insurance money, ditched it because they said it got stolen.
Or they had nowhere to put it, so they just decided to put it in the bottom. Like, they didn't want to deal with it anymore, so they
I
put
would
it
think
the
they say
line.
It's stolen, and they wanted the insurance would make more sense, because, like, what's your motivation? Money.
Okay, I guess. But then, like, what's the insurance on a stolen ambulance?
I have no idea.
You just said there's, like, one or two in the whole town, right? Like, you're going to put it and no one would see you putting an ambulance in the bottom of Canisius Lake?
Hey, are they going to bring it up?
So no word on that. I mean, there's no reason why you would bring it up.
I want to see it.
It's probably just it's probably destroyed.
I don't know, because it's cold water. Sometimes it keeps everything nice.
Okay.
There's probably good morphine in there.
Gotta go get the good morphine.
Bro, morphine is morphine, bro, especially in the 70s.
All right, 252-WCMF. Folks are now here to tell us how that ambulance may have gotten in the bottom of Canisius Lake. Again, the sonar team from the Livingston County Sheriff's Department was training. They located an ambulance at the bottom of the lake. Nobody knows how it got there, but they say it's been there for 50 years. Jim's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Probably fell through the ice.
Okay, but then you're right. So Canisius Lake does freeze over completely?
Yeah, okay. Well, on occasion.
Okay. But that would mean then you brought an ambulance onto the ice. Mm. You got out of the ambulance. It fell through the ice. You didn't tell anybody the ambulance fell through the ice. You just went home.
Well, I'm really speculating here, but it could have been one of those repurposed ambulances, you know, how the fire department's auction stuff off.
Sure.
Probably somebody had it as some type of a field car, street car. My father told stories of how he used to drive on the ice as a kid.
By the way, I love how old-timey you said it. My father told stories of how he'd drive on the ice as a child.
How they
by
lost
the
their grandmother.
You know.
Grandmother's still at the bottom of that lake.
Cold as ice. Well, Jimmy, I like your theory, buddy. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
That's a good one.
So to elaborate on that, somebody called and said that they used to live with their grandma around the area, and he remembers when that happened, the ambulance was trying to take a shortcut across.
No! No way!
So according to somebody, they said, and it fell through. They didn't make it.
There is no... Wait, did anybody die?
I don't know. I didn't want to ask.
Okay, there is no way that the driver of an ambulance, whose responsibility
unless
is to be
safe,
before. Would drive over the lake in the ambulance.
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't
on.
Know. I'm just passing along a story.
Look, I mean, that would be a really cool, interesting story.
But they're acting like they didn't know it was there. That's a story that they would know it's there.
Well, unless,
You know what I mean? They're trying to make it sound like this is a mystery.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, they said they discovered it with sonar. And again, these details are small. And it's possible that the Livingston County Sheriff's Department, this story is in the public domain. And they just didn't know. And by the way, now we're getting a whole bunch of different stories. Because Kimmy, you got, I'll remember when I was five and I watched the ambulance fall through the lake. Eric writes, I just read this story the other day, something along the lines of two guys tried racing across the ice to get to the other side, and it fell through the ice.
Wait, two guys? Oh, so there was somebody else in another vehicle.
Racing an ambulance.
He won, the other guy, obviously.
But it was one of them old-fashioned Canisius ambulance races.
On the ice.
Ice ambulance racing, which I would actually go watch.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this ambulance that was discovered via sonar at the bottom of Canisius Lake during a standard monthly Livingston County Sheriff's Department sonar training session. What the hell else is at the bottom of these lakes?
There's got to be a ton of stuff like this. Like, it's got to go all the way back to the beginning of, like, the Civil War, Revolutionary War. There's probably cannons down there and crap.
There are shipwrecks from the War of 1812 in Lake Ontario.
Yeah,
we know
I'm sure
that.
And a couple of these lakes. I heard like Lake Champlain's supposed to be full of stuff. But I think there was like battles on that lake.
Lake Champlain is the furthest Great Lake away from where we are.
But I think they had literal battles on that lake.
Kimmy, we should go check out the Caspian Sea. I wonder what's in there.
She don't know where that is.
It's a Caspian. No, but here's the thing. I want to know what's down there.
Uh-huh.
I also don't want to know what's down there.
Yeah. Could be a lot of sad stories, right?
Sad stories.
There's nothing but sad stories at bottoms of lakes.
That sounds
There's
like
a good story. And we all died and went to the bottom of the lake.
True. It's not like it's known for hidden treasure or anything.
But there could be stuff down there that's valuable.
In Lake Ontario?
What do you think would they be transporting, though?
Well, no, I mean,
during wars?
Oh, you're saying you're saying like antique kind of stuff?
Well, no, to his point.
There's like British ships that are sunk out here.
I mean, like, don't forget, you know.
And I'm pointing towards Gates.
No, there's a couple sunken chests out in Gates. During, you know, before highways and stuff, like the, you know, Genesee River and the Erie Canal, they use that to move stuff. And Lake Ontario, that's how you got to Canada.
I would just think people knowing that something was carrying something valuable would have gotten it already.
You know there's some ancient booze down there.
There could be. Well, Kimmy, but you say, I once thought like you.
Yeah.
Up until somebody explained to me how hard it is to locate specific things because the water is so vast. For example, this ambulance has been down in Canisius for 50 years.
Yeah, you're right.
The Livingston County Sheriff's Department says they do monthly training with sonar.
Oh,
they
yeah.
just found it.
How deep is that goddamn lake?
One of my favorite Bee Gees songs.
How deep is that goddamn lake?
Divide GWCMF. Good query.
Okay.
From one of that's our new fancier sounding segment.
Query.
So, good query.
All right.
It's not that deep. Canisius Lake has a maximum depth of 66 feet.
It's pretty deep.
That's not that deep.
That's not really that deep.
Okay, but it's deep enough where you can't see an ambulance for 50
True.
Years.
I guess.
True.
66 is pretty
it
deep.
It says average depth of 38 feet.
Still, it's still deeper than you think. How tall is an ambulance? 7 feet? Eight feet?
Oh, no.
You would just think foot. Like, yeah, it says it's one of the more shallow Finger Lakes.
It's a shallow finger. So your mom enjoys it.
Thank you? It's better than the alternative.
How deep is your mom?
For God's sakes.
My God, you had a whole party going on with Motley Crue in my mother's panties with crabs and shaved pubes.
252 WCMF. One more theory as to how that ambulance right. got to the bottom.
Got some good ones.
Okay. Barbara's on CMF. Hey, Barbara, how are you, buddy?
Morning. Maybe it's a family tradition. It was the father of that kid from Geneseo who's totally ambulance and he's just repeating his dad's prank.
So for those who have not been listening, Barbara, thanks for the call, because any chance we have to retell this story.
Yeah.
Back a couple of years ago, in Geneseo, an ambulance was called to a dorm room for an actual medical emergency. And when the EMTs came out, the ambulance was gone.
Yeah.
It was stolen, according to police, by a Geneseo student named Colin Dolberth, who police say was under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah.
He then drove the ambulance, according to police, around the town, lights and sirens on, yelling, God bless America,
very patriotic,
through the speaker.
Yeah.
So, again, to be clear, he allegedly stole an ambulance while drinking and yelled into a speaker, God bless America. And you know how much jail time he did?
None.
None jail time.
I guess most call-ins don't do a lot of jail time.
No jails for call-in.
No
call-in jail.
So they're thinking this might be his great-granddaddy?
Great-granddaddy Dolberth?
Yeah. Colin Dolberth the first.
Oh, we'll take, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, somebody called and said they grew up in the area and they used to, back in the day, have actual like festivals out on the ice.
Oh, the old ambulance festival.
so they party like...
I guess it was what it made. He made it sound like they would go out on the ice for events.
It's not that crazy. Like, if you go up to Lake Placid, I went up for this a couple years ago with my daughter when she was playing hockey. Mm. They have like full festivals.
I don't get that.
Why?
You got plenty of ground over there.
Well, but you
I got to stand on the ice, which is kind of flimsy at best.
So you can skate on it. There's a whole bunch of activities.
I get skating, but like to sit and have a festival on the ice.
Ice festival.
This is not like a bright idea, considering how fat we're all getting.
252 WCMF. We'll wrap it up with Gary. He's got the last word. Hey, Gary, how are you, buddy?
Good. What's going on, guys?
Nothing. What's up?
How many crackheads are going to die trying to go down there and cut the catalytic converter off of that thing?
Did they have those in the 70s?
Yeah, I heard it was a Cadillac.
They didn't. That's the funny part.
Well, see, here's the thing, though, Gary. If you got to tell us what the funny part is, was it really funny?
Well, it is to me.
You're not laughing.
No, but I'm at Canisius right now getting ready to go underwater.
What's holding you up? Don't let us stop you, Gary.
Gary, thanks, buddy. I was trying to hang in there. It's just not working. God, right? You know.
Gave it his best.
Don't go for it on 4th and 20. It's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.